The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
This month, the Irish Guide Dog Association will celebrate its 50th birthday, marking half a century of helping blind and visually impaired people to fulfil their potential. Demand for guide dogs is high, and the charity has issued an urgent appeal for more people to volunteer as puppy raisers, which will allow them to train more guide dogs in the future. James Wilson reports.
Forward, let's go.
Good boy.
Now, wait there. Wait.
Today is a big day at Irish Guide Dogs HQ down in Cork. After months of training, young dogs have been matched with the blind people who they'll spend the rest of their working lives looking after.
You find a bedroom? Oh yes, he has. Good boy, that's the right place. Hi there, I'm Kim Murphy, and I'm a guide dog owner. My dog has just retired, my first guide dog, and I've just been matched and met my second guide dog, which is Kai.
What difference does having a guide dog make to you in your day-to-day life?
Wow, that is such a huge question. It is immeasurable, the difference that it makes having a guide dog. I'm blind, I lost my sight 11 years ago, and having a guide dog just completely changed it. I'd lost my confidence, I'd lost my independence, I'd lost my mobility, you know, really overnight when I lost my sight. And having a guide dog gives you that back and more, absolutely so much more than that. I've had pets, yeah, but there's a huge difference between a guide dog and a pet dog. With a guide dog, you know, he or she is not just, you know, a faithful companion, but they are your eyes and your, you know, the difference between you getting out the house and taking part in whatever you choose to do in life. I mean, we say it's life-changing, but that is literally what it is to have a guide dog. It is life-changing.
For about 12 months after they leave their mothers, the young dogs are lovingly looked after by puppy raisers across the country. It is something most find hugely enjoyable.
I'm Maeve Fanning. I'm Uber's puppy raiser. My kids were begging for a dog for years, but we've never really felt that we had the time. And then during COVID, we suddenly had all the time in the world, and we live out here close to the Guide Dog Centre. And so it was kind of ideal as an introduction to a dog, because I knew it wasn't a long-term commitment. But obviously we loved it, so Uber now is dog number four.
What do you have to do when you have a guide dog puppy?
So he comes and he lives in our house from the time he's about 8 weeks old. He leaves his mom and he comes and lives in our house with us. And basically, my job is to make sure he's well behaved, in as much as that is possible with a puppy. And he lives with us in the family, and we try to teach him to behave well around the house, not going up on the couch, not going upstairs without permission.
So is there anything extra that you have to do for a guide dog puppy that you wouldn't for a regular puppy?
I genuinely don't think so, because we have our own dog at home as well, and I like her to behave well around the house. There really is nothing. I mean, we have training meetings with the trainer every couple of weeks, where we go and we do a walk in the shopping centre or we go around the town. I suppose that's the one thing with them. They are allowed into shops, so we are encouraged to take them shopping with us when we're doing it by ourselves. So he's a big hit in the local Aldi.
And is it really hard to give them up?
It is really hard. So that's the worst part of it. But I suppose you know that they're going to do some good for someone else's life. And I remember a couple of years ago when I was raising his mum, meeting a woman down in the local park, and she came up to me spontaneously and just said, "Thank you so much for what you're doing," because he had his puppy jacket on. She had an autistic child who had gotten a dog, and she said it had changed their lives. So I suppose you have to remember that it's for a better purpose, really, you know, that you're doing it.
Oba's going off now for training. Very sad day.
It is a sad day, but I'm actually, I'm in the very fortunate position that I live close by the centre so that I can bring him in and out to school every day. So he'll get dropped to school like the rest of my children for 9 o'clock, and I'll come and pick him up around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and he'll go to school and he'll get trained up. And that way I get to keep him, I suppose, for an extra kind of 5 or 6 months, and then get to see him head off to his future life.
Once the dog is handed over to Irish Guide Dogs, the serious business of training it begins. And like with most apprenticeship courses, no one will have an identical career afterwards. Some become guide dogs, Some assist children with autism, while others are best off as pets.
Hiya! Most importantly, this is Lulu. Lulu's one of our pups on the pub raising department. So I'm Neo Daly, I'm the pub raising supervisor team lead here at Irish Guide Dogs. Basically, every dog is an individual, so the first 6 weeks of the training, we're really looking at the dog's overall personality. We're helping them settle in because it's a big change coming from their puppy raising home. So we're setting them in here to the kennels or to their temp home. We're having a look at their general personality because you always train the dog that's in front of you. There's a million ways to teach a sit or any other behavior. So we're always looking at what's best for that dog. And then what you want to do then is introduce them to our training vans. Our trainers then will bring them out to different situations and different environments. So you'd start off at your quiet estate. You'd move up then to a shopping center, busier area. This is over obviously a good few weeks, but usually the training times for guide dogs around 6 months, for assistance dog about 4 months, and you're gradually just building throughout the whole time on your basic foundations and then what we call introduction, consolidation, development, so making that dog better and better at what they're doing.
And what percentage become dogs for blind people, what go to kids with autism?
Oh, do you know what, that fluctuates every year because again with our breeding program and all the dogs being different, we just have to go with what's best suited for that dog. And again, it depends on the waiting list on our guide dog side and our assistance dog side. So currently you're talking maybe about 20 assistance dogs, maybe about 25 guide and maybe 5-6 community dogs a year. As a guide dog, they really need to have really strong problem solving skills and the confidence sometimes to override their handler. And then with your assistance dogs, you really want to make sure that they're amazing for being around children, nice, calm, relaxed, you know, those kind of things. So you were really looking at what's that dog best suited to. So you always want to make sure the dog is really happy and willing in its role. So it's really important to pick the right job for them.
You seem like someone who enjoys their job.
I do. I love it. Like, I've been here nearly 19 years now. Like I said, I'm a fully qualified guide dog trainer, assistance dog trainer and puppy raising supervisor. So, and I get involved a lot with the breeding side of things as well. So I see them when they come in as really small pups and then seeing them progress, you know, through puppy raising, come in for training and then see the difference they make to the person at the other side, whether that's guide, assistance or community, is incredible.
But Irish Guide Dogs has a problem. Demand for their dogs far exceeds the number they can train. Unfortunately, there is currently a shortage of puppy raisers. For anyone thinking they could help out, Kim Murphy has this urgent appeal.
Oh my goodness, without the puppy raisers, in fact, it's quite emotional because I've just got a dog. I've just had a dog retired, and without those puppy raisers, we wouldn't have that. We just wouldn't have it. And so anybody who might think about it, please, you know, inquire. And please, for those of you who do it, you know, it's thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
And that was James Wilson, their reporting on the Irish Guide Dog Association.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.